Hello and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. We're doing something a little different today. Ingram Micro recently hosted the kickoff to its 2018 Partner Experience Roadshow in Toronto, and your humble reporter was on hand to take it in. While there, I caught up with a few different folks to capture their views on some of the key issues of the day. Up first, we talked to technology journalist Mark Saltzman. Mark's a veteran of 25 years covering the tech space and serving as something of an evangelist for Ingram Micro Canada this year. We'll talk a bit about his role, how he perceives Ingram's changing role in the industry, and what you can expect from him over the course of 2018. From there, we'll dive into Ingram Canada's three big growth goals this year. First, we chat with Savio Lee and Kevin Forster about the company's IoT division, which is coming up on its one-year anniversary. We'll talk about how the strategy is coming together, how the conversation around IoT in the channel is changing, and where it all goes next. Up next, Greg Onoprienko, Ingram Canada's cloud boss, provides an update on his business. There's been a big push on infrastructure as a service at Ingram, and we'll get an update on that with some new names attached to it, in fact. And we'll also talk about how the cloud team at Ingram Micro Canada continues to grow, and we'll provide a bit of a look ahead to the distributor's annual cloud summit, which is coming up at the end of the month. Finally, we're joined by Joe Rand, who heads up the security business in Canada, to talk about how Ingram is taking a different, more solution-centric approach to the security market and what that means for you and your business. It's a great series of chats, so let's get underway. We'll kick it off with my conversation with Mark Saltzman. All right, I guess to kick it off, can you talk a little bit about your role with Ingram? Because it's an interesting play, I think, for you and sort of what you've done traditionally, as well as what a company like Ingram does as sort of a B2B channel-focused company. Can you just explain a little bit about the role you're doing this year?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the tech space for almost 25 years, since 1994, part-time as a journalist. 96, I quit my day job and then started writing articles. I started a radio show that year. I wrote my first book that year. So I've always admired Ingram Micro from afar. Just as I learned more and more about the business and distribution and logistics and analytics, I knew who the company was, but I had never worked with them in any way, shape, or form. And so they had asked me last year, they were looking to bolster their, I think, their both internally as well as their external marketing efforts. And they brought me in and talked to me about partnering with them partially as a content play. They know I create a lot of videos. I host various radio shows and podcasts, and I write articles and blogs. And they thought perhaps there was a way to align what I do with their initiatives, catering to largely, I would say, the tech community, whether it's retailers or vendors or potential vendors, but as well as also helping to educate and educate folks internally. So events like this, whether they're Ingram employees or their partners or VARs or resellers, whatever, the idea is to help show what's happening in the tech space, emerging trends, and sort of offering my insight as I live and breathe this stuff day in and day out. So it's been a very exciting partnership. It's for 2018, and I've done a lot already in 4 months, but we're just getting going, it seems. So it's a different partnership for me to partner with a company like Ingram Micro, but it's very exciting. The people that I've been working with, mostly in marketing and in event planning, have been phenomenal. I think the biggest surprise for me, as I mentioned on stage today, are all the different business units that Ingram Micro has. I always knew them as, mm-hmm. Hey, I made this gadget. I want to get it into stores. Then you would work with a distributor like Ingram, but that's just scratching the surface. So I didn't know all that. So as much as I learned about the industry and I admired Ingram, I thought they did one thing really well, but much to my surprise, they have a lot more to offer. So that's essentially it. I'm, for a lack of a better phrase, I'm an ambassador for the brand, but also trying to help, create content and speak to people internally, as well as it's an outward-facing partnership as well.
And you make an interesting point on kind of the different business units and the different directions that Ingram is going. How much of your role do you think is kind of bringing home and building the awareness of that, hey, we're more than just kind of the traditional pick, pack, and ship distributor?
Yeah, so that's a challenge for them because I think that's what they're best known for. And even me being in the tech space, that's exactly what I thought Ingram did. That's it. full stop. But I think they are now trying to double down on communicating these different BUs, these different business units that they have, whether it's in today's case, their professional and training services offerings, which does everything from cloud readiness assessments to penetration tests and cybersecurity testing to, cloud, as I mentioned, cloud, like whether it's Azure, they mentioned AWS is, and Google's coming. So they're obviously trying to help their customers, perhaps through a reseller, benefit from these tech trends that are really revolutionizing business, whether it's the cloud, whether it's IoT or Internet of Things. You know, as you know, Ingram Micro is doubling down in that space. They want to be a one-stop shop. And they are smartly, I think, allocating resources to all of these different business units. And it is a challenge to get the word out, but events like this are, I think, educating their partner base and saying, look, this is what we offer. So use us, leverage us to help service your customers. So it's smart. I don't think other distributors are doing that to this extent, at least. And Ingram has a lot of experience, and they've got, I think, some deep pockets based on their parent company to make things happen and to win over their partners.
Very cool.
I don't know if I should say deep pockets. This is what I hear, certainly they're trying to differentiate themselves from other distributors. Yeah, they're investing in it, and they should be, because they see where it's going. I think a lot of other distributors, including some I've worked with in the past, they're very focused on today, and they're very focused on brick and mortar retail. And I think Ingram is smartly looking to other businesses as well. Some are complementary, some are a little bit different, but they all sort of work together in some way.
All right. One more. You sort of identified yourself, and it's funny because it's exactly how I think a lot of folks think of you is the guy before the movies with yeah. the sort of quick preview of tech for sure. for a mass audience kind of approach. Can you talk a little bit sort of how you tailor your content, tailor your thought process when talking to an audience like the Ingram audience, which is by its nature a little more defined, a little more business-focused.
Right. So, with everything I do, whether it's articles, radio, TV, or the theaters, or public speaking, it's what I call breaking down geek speak into street speak. I will get the geeks like me, by default, who like what I do. They follow my unboxing videos, and they like reading all my posts and all that, and that's great. Yeah. We can geek out one-on-one. But I really enjoy having that light bulb turn on for the other 95%+ of people out there who like technology, but they just need a little bit of help in understanding it. And I mean that both consumers as well as businesses. Mostly SMB. I think I cater more to small and medium-sized businesses than large enterprises, even though there is some crossover there. So it is a bit different when you're speaking to an audience like today, where they are more tech-savvy, generally speaking. But I still think it helps to have someone demystify it, someone that can break down that language into plain English. Because sometimes, even though, we're so close to this product, but we don't always often understand everything. So I like to peel back all the different layers. So that's everything I've tried to do, whether it's a 60-second spot at the movies or it's an article for a mainstream publication. I love educating people on tech and seeing that aha moment and how tech, more importantly, how technology can enhance and enrich their personal or professional life.
Right. Very cool. Thanks for the
Thanks.
Time.
Me too. Thanks so much.
All right, we're joined now by Kevin Forster and Savio Lee to talk about the IoT business at Ingram. Kevin, it's coming up rapidly on a year since kind of the business went public, as it were, and the wraps were taken off. Can you talk a little bit kind of about the momentum and where the priorities are right now for the business?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. So since June of last year, when we first had our big IoT Evolve conference, we've gained so much traction from our partner base that was there. Just the industry overall is really starting to take off. So, one thing that we realized as Ingram Micro is that we can't do everything in IoT because it's such a broad market. So we're really looking at taking a lot of that end-to-end solution and specifying specific vertical markets as well as solution offerings, bundling specific products for the different manufacturers to offer one SMB solution out that our resellers and partners can go out to their end users with a specific technology solution that they don't have to be too technology inclined or, know a lot about the products because we're the one-stop shop for an easy solution for them.
Savio, this business is sort of your baby, and you've been leading it since the get-go. Can you talk about how you've seen kind of the IoT opportunity evolve over the last year, both for yourselves as Ingram and for the partner base that you serve?
Sure, Robert. Thank you. So the opportunities are really vast. It's as you know, IoT is so big and so broad that the opportunities we get is typically comes from our traditional IT partner base. But what we also start to recognize is that people from an organization that are more forward-thinking, which we typically call them the OT folks, they are coming from the other side of the equation and engaging Ingrams on opportunity and looking for help as well.
And there's sort of, I think there's two aspects to that. You know, there's a line card that needs to be built out on the part of Ingram, and there's also sort of that we'll call it legacy Ingram channel, for want of a better term. And there is that whole new group of solution for us. Can you talk a little bit about building those out and kind of getting that line card in place and discovering those new vendors, as it were, who the sort of unknown knowns, as it were, perhaps, building that out and finding those channel partners who aren't coming at it necessarily from an IT point of view, but may have, you know, something interesting to say to an Ingram at this point because of your focus.
Initially when we launched IoT, the main focus was to build that complete end-to-end ecosystem so that we can bring end-to-end solutions to the market. Ingram is sort of that platform for all the multi-vendors to come together, and we are that platform to stitch it all together. In regards to the partners that we work with at the other end of the spectrum, they are like the distributor of the OT world, the industrial supplies, or maybe the industry's specialist channel partners as well. Those are sort of the new partner types we are starting to work with, and that are bringing forward a lot of opportunities as well.
Yeah, thanks, Savio. So just to add to that, so we probably have one of the largest and broadest line card of IoT vendors today. IoT-specific vendors, as well as adding on to all of our Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 vendors that are traditional IT that are part of our new IoT solution overall. So, you know, we're always looking to expand out that portfolio where it makes sense only. We don't want to be the technology provider for everybody if it doesn't make sense. So we're really looking at specific technologies that's going to augment our offering in IoT today.
All right. Kevin used the phrase, I think even Ingram knows it can't be everything to everyone in this IoT space. And that is, I dare say, especially true for your channel partners. Speak to me as if I'm an Ingram reseller coming from a traditional IT kind of base. I've heard a lot about IoT. I'm interested in some of the concepts. Maybe I've even got customers who are starting to talk to me about concepts that sound to me like IoT. What are one or two of the kind of best first steps that you've seen for partners to make to get involved, to get their toe in the water, as it were?
So, IoT, as you know, is so big and so broad. One of the biggest recommendation we make to a partner is don't try to boil the oceans, right? Select one or two use cases that you think we have a very compelling, that we can deliver a very compelling ROI, and just focusing on that, see the account, and grow from there. IoT for us is really like a Trojan horse. Once you see the account and your end customer understands the power of real-time data, that's when it starts to grow by itself. The other aspect of, helping our channel partners sell IoT solutions is we provide a white glove process in enabling them how to sell and who to sell to. We also recognize the fact that selling IoT is not necessarily the traditional IT realm. You're talking to lines of business now, and that's where really Ingram Micro comes in, provide a white glove process in terms of actually co-selling with them, having that business outcome discussions, and move the sales opportunities along the sales cycle.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. All right, I'm joined now by Greg Onopriyenko, Cloud Czar for Ingram Micro Canada. Greg, thanks for taking the time once again. To start with, one of the things that kind of blew me away, I think, in your presentation this morning was talking about the staffing, the number of positions that you have open, the number of positions you have filled. It's been, I guess, coming up on 2 years for you in the role. Can you kind of touch on where the cloud org in Canada was when you came on versus where you are today, and kind of what roles you're adding in the near future and why some of those roles are important?
Sure. Thanks very much. So you're right. My 2-year anniversary is coming up next week. And when I joined Ingram Micro, I think we had 3 people on the cloud team in Canada. And I think we're going to hit about 24 people by the end of next month. So business is booming. You know, the revenue is growing. It's a really exciting place to be because of everything that's going on around us. But yeah, we are investing in some very strategic positions. Right now, I've got open positions. I've got a cloud security specialist that we're looking to bring on board. That's a really important focus area for us this year. We're going to continue to add to our Microsoft cloud team. Again, the channel has made it clear that Microsoft is an important vendor for them, and we want to continue to support them with that and add more resources for that business. We've got cloud infrastructure experts that we brought on board to drive our AWS, our Azure, and our IBM cloud business. So that's important for us to focus on. We're bringing 2 marketing managers into our team, cloud-specific marketing managers. So, you know, we think marketing is a real opportunity for us to improve and you know, put a lot of new programs and incentives in place. So we're very close to adding those 2 positions. A French-speaking rep for Quebec. You know, we've heard loud and clear that it's time we invest in a resource that can service that region properly. And so we're actively interviewing a cloud specialist to join that team in Montreal for us. And then we've got some vendor-specific positions. We've got solutions like ConnectWise, Storage Guardian and Cloud Backup, DocuSign. SkyKick is another vendor that has stepped up and asked us to put a dedicated specialist in place. So we're going ahead with that. So yeah, a lot of growth opportunities for us, bringing a lot of experts in to help us drive that business for us and support our channel partners as we continue to add and recruit.
All right. When last we spoke, one of the big priorities that you talked about was kind of IaaS as the next big thing. And coming into this, I thought, okay, that's something I definitely want to follow up with Greg on. Your presentation this morning certainly supported that. You shared that Amazon is now up and running in the marketplace in Canada. You hinted another one. There was a Jeep hiding between the curtains. No idea what that could be referring to, but can you talk a little bit about that IaaS business, where it's at now, and sort of where you see it going through the balance of the year?
Certainly, thanks. And yeah, that's a very important focus area for us, not just in Canada, but globally. The U.S. has really paved the way for that business for us, but we're following suit. So we've brought some specific expertise on board to help drive that business for us. We've got a field-based sales executive that is out there actively meeting with our partners and driving the message. We've since hired a Microsoft Azure specialist. We've got an AWS specialist on board. We've invested in a technical resource. And that's just some Canadian resources that we have. We also have access to a team in the U.S. that also supports Canada. So very important focus area for us. Our Azure business is growing nicely. Our AWS business, as you just mentioned, just launched in our Canadian cloud marketplace this week. So that's going to be a big focus area for us. And, you know, we'll continue to add vendors to that portfolio. But I personally believe that's going to be the single largest growth opportunity for cloud in the channel in Canada.
All right, perfect. And finally, we're about 3 weeks out of Cloud Summit in Fort Lauderdale. Can you give me a little bit of preview in terms of what attendees can expect and what we can expect to hear in terms of Canadian announcements, as well as just your thoughts on kind of the Canadian contingent heading down for the event in Florida?
Sure, thanks. Yeah, our Cloud Summit is our annual cloud event. I think we've been doing it, I think it's 7 or 8 years now, maybe longer, but it's been called one of the best events in the IT channel annually. We're really excited for it. We're expecting probably 65 to 70 Canadian partners to attend this year, which is a record. We've got some great Ingram folks going to be down there being gracious hosts. But yeah, it's going to be an exciting event. It's 3 days down there. We have more vendors attending than ever before, more attendees. There's you know, some very exciting things, some main stage presentations that will be great. Some specific breakouts. This is for the first time this year, we've actually broken the tracks out into sales tracks and technical tracks and business tracks. So You know, all attendees have will have, you know, a specific area that that they can focus on. But I don't want to let too many cats out of the bag. I want people to attend the event and experience it for themselves. And there'll certainly be some exciting announcements that we reveal on stage at the event.
All right. We'll catch up down there once the cat is out of the bag. Greg, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we're joined now by Joe Rand to talk about sort of the third pillar of the strategy that was presented here at Partner Experience, the security side of things. And Joe, maybe to start with security, you know, you talk about cloud, IoT security. They are all interrelated very much so, but security really is an underpinning of both of the other two. And neither, I don't think, are going to reach their the capability, the possibility in the marketplace if the security part doesn't fit in with it. Can you talk a little about how Ingram is thinking differently about security these days and kind of how that business is structured and where you see it going?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been with Ingram for just under a year now. And, you know, coming on, I noticed that, you know, we're selling security products individually. And, you know, the way the market's going is everything is around a solution sell. So what we wanted to do is wrap security in a solution. And really, ultimately, to be secure, there's three pillars. You know, you need to be able to protect, be able to detect and react. And I use the analogy of fire, right? There's three components to fire. You know, there's fuel, there's oxygen, and there's heat. If you take one of those components away, you're not going to have fire, right? So if you take any one of the security pillars away, you're not going to be secure. So when you look at Ingram Micro's security portfolio, I mean, we have the best of breed technologies out there, and we're selling them across Canada. So what we wanted to do is really, you know, take the best of those technologies, wrap them together in a solution, and have that message and sending it out to the customers and talking about security. You know, we look in the market and in the news today, and every day it seems that there's always another cyber breach, and there's, you know, what's the big bank that's, you know, being hacked, or what's the big, a media service that's or newspaper that's being breached, right? So we have those capabilities that can, you know, be able to protect, detect, and react to those cyber breaches.
How do you find the conversation is evolving or has evolved with the partner base in terms of how they're thinking about security as a component of their business and how their customers are addressing security, asking them for security, being responsive to their security pitches or suggestions?
Well, in Canada, you know, Ingram Microservices over 10,000 partners, and, you know, there's always new partners that are coming up to us and asking, you know, we sell maybe laptops or we maybe sell whatever it may be, but we want to get into the security space. What do you recommend? And this is where we can really have the conversation and say, well, you know, this is the way that we see the market going, more of a solution sell. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, if you split up the security strategy, if you split it up to, you know, cloud, IoT security, and endpoint security, we can help those partners out with having these conversations and how they secure different parts of the network.
Part of that that solution sales to be, of course, the services. And I think we talked a little bit here on the main stage about some of the pen testing services and those types of things. Can you touch on sort of the capabilities you have? And I acknowledge there's going to be a range of answers to this one, but sort of when you're selling these assessments, what's the profile of the customer, as it were? You know, where are you seeing the most traction in terms of some of these services going in terms of customer profile?
I can't talk too much in depth on this, but really our services are tailored to anybody. You know, a pen test is really finding the vulnerability in a network. So, you know, if you wanted to, you know, see how secure you are or think that you're secure, you know, have one of these pen tests and you'll be surprised at what we'll actually find or where you're exposed. So, you know, this is just part of the services that we offer that can really support you with when you're actually bringing together that security messaging and that security program.
Can you talk a little bit about the opportunity for managed security and where you see partners doing well and sort of where there's opportunity to grow?
Yeah, this is one of the buzzwords. You know, I've been to a lot of vendor conferences, and they're talking about managed services, and they're trying to figure out how do we get involved with this. The fact is, you know, it is moving to a managed service, managed security service. What's the word I'm looking for? It's really challenging to, you know, catch up to those big players that are already established. But, you know, as being a distributor, we can support those little guys in competing against those giants. But it is a really competitive market out there.
Right. Can you touch a little bit about the vendor presence on the security side here at Experience and what kind of the focus is on with them and through you?
Yeah, so I just came out of the F5 presentation, and again, their messaging was all around, we have different divisions within a company. You know, you have your security division, you have your networking division, you have your data center division, and their message was really, you know, bringing those three divisions together and having a conversation, because it doesn't make sense to have a, you know, have a strategy within your security division and then have a same one or similar one within your networking one and then your data center. So it's kind of bringing that together and really protecting the network. So again, going back to the whole solution, you know, we're seeing more and more vendors, you know, wrapping their technologies in a solution and protecting different parts of the network, whether it be endpoint, whether it be cloud, whether it be IoT.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on how resellers can better position security, especially because I think sometimes you have to lean a little bit on the fear, on the scary stuff that's out there or can be out there. The idea, and it was said on the main stage here, you know, the idea there's two types of companies, those who've been attacked, or those who know they've been attacked, and those who aren't yet aware they've been attacked. What do you tell resellers about how to tackle security with their customers?
I think it, you know, comes in baby steps, because, you know, we have 30, 40 plus security vendors at Ingram Micro. And, you know, that's a big pill to swallow, just saying, you know, you need to be secure by having all of these. So I would really just recommend them, you know, pick an area that you want to be an expert. And then that's where Ingram Micro can help you, you know, whether it be training, so we can bring you in and, you know, do a deeper dive of the technology, make sure that you're comfortable, make sure that you can be a little more autonomous in speaking through that technology. So yeah, don't try and, you know, tackle it all at once. Start with one, be an expert, and then we can support you with the next technology after that and the one after that.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So there you have it. The experience, if you will, of the Ingram Micro Partner Experience. I'd like to thank Mark, Savio, Kevin, Greg, and Joe for joining us on the show, and of course, thank Ingram Micro Canada for its continued support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening in. Hey, as you likely know all too well, we're getting into the silly season for conferences, and my colleague Mark Cox and I will be out covering events from Cisco, Dell EMC, Ingram, and many others over the weeks to come, so you never really know where the podcast will show up next. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.